We're here on KSOM as we continue to recap the high school basketball season. Now we take a look at the Harlan girls basketball team with head coach Zach Clawson. And coach, obviously maybe a little bit disappointed in the very end. I mean, high expectations, hoping to get back to the state tournament this year, but fell short in the regional semis and the upset to Atlantic. So maybe disappointed, but an 18-5 record still better than a lot of other teams. Your thoughts overall on your team's season this year?
Yeah, I'd say, I don't know, obviously there a lot of good things happened this year, but our ultimate goal every year is to make the state tournament. So we didn't, it didn't end where we wanted it to. You know, I thought we maybe didn't play our best at versus Atlantic the second time around at the Well. And, I think that had a lot to do with what happened when we played them in the tournament. They played well, but I think we came in nervous after that beatdown we took, and it just didn't seem like we ever got comfortable. And not to take anything away from Atlantic, obviously they played really well too. So it was just a combination of things that came together, and obviously we weren't successful in that. But, yeah, 18 wins is a good season. Had a lot of individual things happen. You know, we won 10 straight at one point in time. We won 7 straight another point in time. So I thought, you know, overall it was pretty positive.
What were some of the other individual things that stood out this year?
You know, we just had some, you know, some records fall. Molly Swinton making 10 threes in the game. That's a record for us. Aubrey Suizo broke the single season assist record with 123 this year. Grace broke the single season rebounding record at 226. And, you know, Aubrey's going to move into second all-time leading scorer for us and became a member of 3 people in the 1,000-point club for Harlan community. And then she beat the all-time career steals record with 257. So obviously a lot of good things there. We had a lot of individual awards go out for all-conference players, with Aubrey and Grace being first team. Molly Swinton second, and then Kinsley Brooke being honorable mention. We had a couple all-region players and all-district players, Aubrey and Grace. And Aubrey's going to play in a couple all-star games, and Grace is going to play in one. So, I mean, individually, that's a lot of positives that happened, you know, for us. And these girls who put in a ton of time, and obviously they got rewarded for their hard work.
Well, I mean, that's a dynamic threesome for seniors there with Molly, Aubrey, and Grace. I wanted you to talk about each one of them. I mean, like you said, each of them put up some amazing numbers in some way this past year. But, you know, it seemed to me Grace was a much improved player from last year to this year. I don't know if you agree. Maybe the most improved on the team. Aubrey was just always just there, and Molly just can shoot lights out at times.
Yeah, you know, yeah, 3 very different players, you know, it's even from where they started their careers as young kids. I would say Aubrey's kind of been the player that she's always been, pretty dominant and consistent. Molly and Grace obviously ended up being very good players by the time they're all said and done with, but they didn't start necessarily that way, and they kind of grew into themselves and develop their parts of the game, whether it's rebounding for Grace and scoring and block shots. And then Molly just became such a great shooter by the time she was done playing for us here. And, you know, I would bet to say that if you ask these girls their freshman year, if this is the way, you know, individually they would have put up numbers their senior year, maybe Aubrey says yes, but I bet the other two don't. And that just shows how much growth they've had throughout the 4 years of having that Cyclone uniform on.
So you look at this team in the future, and the biggest thing is trying to replace your guards, you know, with Molly and Aubrey. I mean, Aubrey handled the ball so well, you know, so you knew that was coming eventually. How do you see about your guard position and what you got there going into next year?
Yeah, we had some, you know, some good JV kids perform, and we just thought maybe they were a year away, and hopefully we're right. You know, we bring Addie and Brindley back, so obviously we're expecting them to take another step. Ultimately, you know, it's just like we talked at the end of the season. we're going to have to figure out how to score. And every year you have kids that step up and take that next step, but you know, there's no guarantees. And, you know, hopefully before June 1st, kids are getting in the gym and getting shots up and working on ball handling and all that good stuff. But come June 1st, there's going to be a lot, you know, a lot of spots open up, whether that's in the starting lineup or if that's coming off the bench, you know, and determining how deep we can go next year, whether it's 6, 7, 8, I don't know, 9 would be great. Sometimes you have confidence in 9 players that can go out there and make a difference. It'd be awesome. But, you know, the sky's the limit and the ball's in their court. You know, putting in extra time doesn't guarantee you a spot, but it guarantees you're going to be better from the year before. And that's what we're looking for. So there's going to be a lot of open positions, and hopefully we've got kids that want to fight for them.
Well, it centers around Kensley Brooke. I'm no doubt about that. I mean, she's only a sophomore, and she was pretty much your third leading scorer from this past season. It seemed like she was just solid inside, but it helped with Grace alongside her. What is she going to have to do now that Grace is gone and that maybe the attention is going to, you know, float to her?
Yeah, just mental toughness for sure. Going to have to get mentally tough. Going to have to develop some more moves. You know, there's, I think down the stretch there, teams were just sitting on that left shoulder because that's their comfort zone. And, you know, every time you kind of get in a situation where you're not feeling 100% confident, or maybe you missed one or two, you're going to go right back to your comfort zone, which for her is her left shoulder. And with Huddle being around, there's no secret, and you can watch that for days and see what she's going to do. So it's going to have to be more right shoulder, maybe a couple combination moves of up and under and things like that. But you know, she showed a lot of growth from freshman to sophomore year, so we're looking for her and hoping for her to, you know, make that biggest step, or maybe even a little bit bigger one from sophomore to junior year. And I know she'll put in the work, so it's just about being comfortable and not going back to old habits, I guess, moving forward.
And I guess the one thing is, do you hope that maybe losing in the semifinals and falling short of the goal will make this team hungry going into next season?
Oh, for sure. If losing doesn't make you hungry, you're in the wrong business. You know, we got kids that want to compete, so they should come in hungry. Plus, you know, everybody's going to be coming in pretty much in a leadership position, and he's going to take the reins on that. We'll see. But we graduated some good leadership this year, and obviously we're going to have to replace that. So people should be coming in with the eyes wide open, ready to go for sure.
Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season, and best of luck down the road. Maybe we'll see you at a Harlan sporting event here down the road. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Yeah, Zach Clausen, head coach for Harlan Girls Basketball, with us here on KSOM.